Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Today, my subject is Second Coming Carols for Christmas 2.0. Have you considered this profound eternal question? Will we be singing Christmas carols after the second coming of our Lord Jesus? When the dazzling, bowl us over and raise us up second coming of Jesus is history past, and we look backwards on the great return of our glorious Savior, and we're walking with Emmanuel face to face, will we sing songs yearly recalling that ultimate great appearing, just like we sing songs about the first coming? Will we call it Christmas 2.0? We take a full month of our year to listen to baby Jesus songs and sing about snowflakes falling and that sort of thing. Will we be still singing them as the consummate man-child walks among us? Perhaps Christmas 1.0 will be superseded by Christmas 2.0. Perhaps we will take a month a year after Jesus returns to live with us and rule the nations, to sing Second Coming carols. I love Christmas songs, but have you ever thought what Second Coming carols would sound like? I would love to gather Christian musicians from around the world and give them an assignment. Conceive in your heart the glorious Second Coming of Jesus, and write songs to be sung as if He has already arrived, and we in our kerchiefs and caps witnessed it all with our own wondering eyes. Compose them to sing annually every time the second coming reticks on the celestial calendar. What might second coming songs sound like? Although I don't have my orchestra and choir backing me up, I'd like to share with you a medley of second coming songs. Flash of lightning angels bring, radiant splendor of our King, angel escorts we behold, living hope returns to us. The second Noel, the angel did say, was the King with his kingdom descending to earth. I heard the trumpet blast and shake the earth's foundations to the core. Up from the graveyard the dead did rise, everlasting life is ours. I saw the dead all rise again. I saw the dead all rise again at His great appearance. Christ is home for Christmas, Emmanuel here on earth. What king is this who rules the earth, an iron scepter reigning in truth? And, of course, here are some sentimental favorites. I'm dreaming of Satan's fiery torment. Satan, he knew that you were bad, not good, so the fiery pit's for you. Oh, hear those demons screaming, moaning, suffering hell. Add more fire, raise the heat, make it hot, let them suffer and burn. It's what they've earned. Just think about all the second coming carols we can sing house to house as we serenade our raised and renewed grandparents from 11, 24, 43, 67 generations before us. Together we'll sing about the glory of the angels, but the central theme will be remembering the day we saw our glorious bridegroom face to face. We'll sing about the end of sorrow and disease, new bodies which live forever and never wear out, the reunion of family, the great wedding banquet, of Jesus walking the planet with us every ho-ho-ho day. I rather think we'll continue singing songs about Jesus' lavish gift on the cross and earth-shaking resurrection, but I think from a really different perspective. Looking backwards through the lens of the second coming is a view we can't fully appreciate presently, but I am certain we will sing the rapturous feelings of consummation with our true love. What kind of second coming songs would you write? We wish you a bright eternity. We wish you a great forever. We wish you a bright eternity and perpetual joy. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. So give him the praise. And every year, we will play and sing round the clock of the sizzling, dazzling, bowl-you-over, hyper-invigorating return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So invigorating, it raises the dead. Of course, if Second Coming carols were written in advance, we wouldn't have to write them after the fact. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.